Chances are, my dear friends, that you have already heard this parable, haven't you? Of course, we all have heard this parable many times beforehand. And I suppose we wonder, is there anything else to explain? Is there anything else to tell, parting from this parable? And my answer, consistently, has been yes, even if I myself have the duty of preaching the parable. I would like to share with you a method I use to collect new insights from the readings of the scripture. It is really useful, and it is fruitful, to take some words, just a small sentence, and to see just those words or that sentence in itself. For example, take this. The seed is the word of God. This is part of the explanation our Lord gave, telling his disciples the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Take that sentence. The seed is the word of God. What I am proposing to you is that you do the exercise of chewing gum. Chew this phrase. Take its flavor. Taste its flavor. What is its flavor in your mouth? Not in my mouth. Not in the official preaching, so to speak. Not in the official great, beautiful commentaries. What is the taste of this phrase in your mouth? The seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. Think of it. Think of the word of God as seed. And think of your own world. Big or small, it is your world. Think of your own world and think that the word of God is the seed. If the word of God is the seed, you can, for example, put a sticker in your workplace with some particular verse of the scripture. God has so much loved the world that he gave his only son. You can take that small sentence as a seed, and you can put a small sticker in your on your desk or in any other place of your workplace. And that is a seed. Probably nobody would notice that at the first glance. But probably someone would notice. And for that person, that will be a seed. He or she will receive the seed. And it is up to the word of God to grow up, as the Lord himself told in other parable. But you are doing the work of the sower. Or you can quote a favorite verse of the scripture, a favorite verse that has proved useful in your life. And as you tell others, as you repeat to others what has been useful to you, you are doing the work of the sower. You are handing over the seed You are sowing. The word of God is the seed. When you take the small hands of your child at home, it is night time, and the baby is about to fall asleep, and you take his small hands, you join them and say small prayer, most probably the baby is unable to repeat not even a single word. But you are sowing something. You are sowing the seed, because the seed is the word of God. In time, that seed will bear fruit. This is just a simple commentary. You are sower. You have received the seed, and you have the possibility of sowing it in favor of others.